So open your Bible up to Colossians 3. We're going to look at verse 16. We're working through these one another's as we think about what does it mean to be a church? What keeps us united despite our differences? And what should we be doing when we come together on a Sunday morning? I wonder, do you remember, or have you seen, for those who are too young to remember, those Love Is cartoons? Ian's going to pop some up on the screen. There we go. They featured a little girl and a little boy, and it always said Love Is, and across the bottom, something trite and pretty meaningless. They were very twee. Right. Now, as we've gone through the one another's that are vital to church life, each of them is a way of expressing them. So I had a little bit of fun this week. We've got our own version of the Love Is. There we go. I can do you a set of collecting cards if you want. You can see if you feature. Love is encouraging one another. Love is bearing with one another. Love is being kind, compassionate, and forgiving to one another. Now, let me say, they are all countercultural, especially in the context that they're spoken about. They are all about, in the church, doing those things to one another as we help each other fight sin. It's not just about being nice to each other. It's helping each other in the battle to the death with sin. That's the context for our encouraging, our bearing with, our love, compassion, and forgiveness. It's about not letting the devil get a toehold in the church so he can destroy it. But I wonder if the one we're looking at this morning is the most countercultural of them all because of how our world sees love. As you think about society, your workplace, your neighbours, your social media feed, entertainment, your family, your friends, the things you read, I wonder how you would complete the sentence for our society. Love is... I wonder what you'd say. There are a few possibilities. But I think the most common, the most pervasive, and the most powerful is love is affirming. That's the thing that we hear a lot, isn't it? Love is affirming. To not affirm is to not love. In fact, to not affirm is increasingly seen as hate speech. If you don't affirm me, you are against me. That's the way it's seen.